This recording, Northern Ireland 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Hong Kong. I lived there for a year, so I don't remember anything about it. I then moved to Bahrain in the Middle East for 4 years. Then I moved to Antigua in the West Indies for 3 years. Then I moved to St. Lucia, which is also in the West Indies. That was very short. Then I moved to Florida in the United States. I lived there for a while whilst attending boarding school in southern England. My home was in Florida. Did that for also in Sweden. My dad lived in Sweden and I attended boarding school in England. And then at the age of 11, I moved to Northern Ireland and have lived there ever since. Well, my parents are both Irish, and they were raised in Londonderry, which is like the second principal town of Northern Ireland. And they wanted to like settle back down and stop travelling so much. So it didn't work out as planned. My mum moved back, but my dad still had to like stay in Sweden and America. And we went out there on holidays, and he came back for holidays. And I got teased a lot because of my accent. Because I was Irish, but I had this very posh accent. It used to be much, much posher. I, like, adapted it very quickly because I sounded so out of place. And it was also very weird because of the troubles, the terrorism. When I was in boarding school, we were marched down to the church once a week and forced to stand behind the religious teacher who had an awful voice, like a cat wailing, and sing hymns. And she would watch us and make sure we sang along. And once I moved to Northern Ireland, I just gave up going to church because I thought it was boring. But my friends, not even my friends, the people at my school said, are you Church of England or what? And I said, oh yeah, I went to Church of England. They were like, okay, well, you're a Protestant then, so we can hang around with you, we can speak to you, which knocked me for six. And so I was always known as the girl who didn't have any hang-up.